for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
37186.
Thank you. And what is your first and last name, please?
Tammy Hoskins.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Why do you need my address when I'm not ordering anything? I'm concerned about you withdrawing money from my account.
Well, ma'am, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we assist with more than 300 companies. With more than 300 lines. So unfortunately, I can't provide you with any information until I have an account pulled up and verified.
2116 Strum Cemetery Road.
Okay, thank you. I see your order was in on September 6th for $5.74 for KitchenAid. Do you recall placing that order, ma'am?
That's not the one that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned on 10/17.
10/17.
You took out $56.95.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Because when you placed that order, the initial order, it advised you in the terms and policies that you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. And if you don't call in and cancel, you get billed $56.95 for the $125 voucher.
But I didn't order nothing.
You did order. When you place the order, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed $56.95 for the $125 voucher.
What did I order?
You placed the initial order for the KitchenAid. That's how all this happened, with that KitchenAid.
For the $2.95?
It was $5.74.
And I haven't received the KitchenAid?
You're not getting billed, though, for the KitchenAid, but the product shows it was delivered to your address. I can offer to request a reship if you're saying that you haven't received it.
I haven't received anything.
Okay. What I could do, I could request a reship. The vouchers will send out to your emails. Have you checked your emails?
Yes.
You have to check your spam and junk folder too.
My
the email
what?
The, your spam and junk folder.
And what your am email. I supposed to be looking for?
For vouchers, ma'am.
What's the vouchers for?
For you to spin it. You're getting billed $56.95 for $125, so you can spend in our stores.
Let's just cancel this whole thing.
Okay. Are you ready to write your cancellation number down, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie. 206. Okay. Tell me when you're ready to write it down, okay?
I'm ready.
It's the other Charlie.
Okay.
20.
Okay.
68.
Okay.
892.
The other Charlie. 20 68 892.
Yes, ma'am. That's your reference number.
Okay.
Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
So this is canceled now.
Yes, ma'am. You receive email confirmation stating that your account is canceled.
And they will not take anything else out of my account.
Your account is canceled starting today, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.